everybody. Welcome to the Awakener podcast. It's good to be with you today. Like I always say, you need to go to theawakener.ca. The reason why is that this is an advanced podcast. This is a high IQ podcast based for those who have woken up twice. A lot of people, as you can see, they kind of wake up. They know something suspicious is going on, but they can't put all the pieces together. This is a lot deeper. This is for you who understand that this is actually a war. This is a war on Western culture to destroy it, to raise totalitarianism. Now, that's a big deep. And obviously, to understand it in its full capacity, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. That's because it is impossible to grasp all the concepts about what is happening from one show. Now, I run a business. I'm very busy. I employ a couple of people. So, what happens is I can't do this podcast on a regular basis. This is not one of the podcasts where we dive into every single little detail that's happening with multiple shows a day. We talk about every little thing. This is much deeper. So go to the website, subscribe, you know, you can listen to some of my shows. If you listen to actually my old shows, you'll understand that I've kind of predicted a lot of things that are happening right now. And the reason why is that I understand that this is a war. The events of Charlie Kirk happening should show you this. Man, everything has changed. This one incident has really confirmed to a lot of people what I've told you from the very beginning. These people are communists. They're not socialists. They are here not to change our laws. They're here to forcibly seize control of our government. They're here to enact what they view as moral and just, which is completely evil and depraved beyond imagination, and forcibly put this into power, to say the least. How do they do this? Well, you're thinking to yourself, well, how on earth are these people going to come to power and tell me and you what they're going to do? Well, it's very easy, actually, because it's being done under the table, and they're creeping toward what they want to do, and the general population is too busy, too asleep, and most people, like I told you, have an IQ of less than 100, so most people are unable to grasp the concepts of what is actually happening to them. Venezuela is the perfect example of this, okay? So the U.S., as you know, shows up with aircraft carrier, they show up with planes, they seize control from the skies, they bomb someone into smithereens, and finally, when the country is completely destroyed, they send military forces in there to enact kind of their government and the way they do things. The communists are much different. They don't show up with any kind of aircraft carriers. They embed themselves long before the war. They bring over the people who are enemy agents long before this war is going to happen. They set practices in motion where an event will occur that will lead to social chaos. During this moment of social chaos, they will seize control and enact their kind of government, and they will feed those who are good communists, and they will obviously kill those who oppose them. The demonstration of Charlie Kirk and what has happened has kind of red-pilled everybody to these people are violent. Absolutely. This is why I am nothing like Charlie Kirk. I am actually the most extreme on the other side, in a sense, because I understand what they're about. And they're coming after each and every one of us. They're coming after me, and I'm not afraid. Just make sure you bring enough people. Second thing of all, they're coming after each and every one of you, the people who listen to the show, the people who disagree with the way they want to do things. And like Yuri Bezmenov said, I believe he said this, the Western world will trade some semblance of minor security for all their freedoms, which means they will be given a loaf of bread in return for enacting this government and being good communists. And people will trade all their freedom for a loaf of bread. This is how depraved people are. If you thought people were willing to go get vaccinated just for the sake of going overseas and going on a trip or being able to sit at a restaurant, you're not ready for what is to come. What is to come is going to demonstrate exactly what you're thinking in the bottom of your heart right now, which is that these people are depraved, they're evil, and they'll kill you. That was justified to you right on TV from someone who is very, very good at what he does, which is he's good at debating. Nobody can really debate him whatsoever because the communist agenda there's no moral sense of it. There's nothing that really sits down at its core where there's kind of a base or foundation to argue from. It completely falls apart. And when these people can't debate, they get frustrated and they get angry. The amount of people that are happy about this happening, regardless of it, is absolutely insane. And it is as worst as you think it is. Actually, it's way worse than what you think it is. This is why you need to go to theawakener.ca, and this is why you need to listen to this podcast, because I tell you the truth. I tell you about what they're actually planning and how they're going to do it, and they're coming for each and every one of us. So it's either wake up and you're a patriot, or you're one of them. That's all for now.